It's 1956. I'm 15 years old and heading out with Uncle Phil for my first year of seining. We're cruising along at 7.5 knots with the outgoing tide heading for Port Houghton, where we will spend most of the summer. Our seine boat is named the Grey Ghost. It's 32 feet long, made of plywood with a flat bottom. There are 4 of us aboard, cramped into a tiny forecastle, 2 bunks on each side of a gas engine, a table that seats 2. We measure depth using a line with a lead tied on the ends and knots tied at 6-foot intervals. We have no electronics. The power block has not been invented yet. Our 1.5 strip seine rests on a turntable that has no power. Once the net is set, the only way to retrieve it is with manpower. Since the fish traps are still in place and few fish get by them, our primary goal is to find the few fish that remain and have escaped the traps. These fish congregate at the mouths of streams and places that we cannot legally fish. Hence the reason the boat is gray and the bottom is flat. We make few sets that are not illegal. I always know when to get ready as we pass by a sign stating, "No fishing beyond this point." Our fish hold will carry about 3,000 pink salmon or 1,000 chums. The power skiff's 17 feet long with a 10-horsepower outboard. It's my job to run the skiff. As we leave Petersburg on our first trip, I am filled to the brim with anticipation and excitement. We are truly on an adventure, and I am on my way to places I have never been. Once the tide changes, we're moving along at just over 5 knots. It takes us nearly 5 hours to get to Cape Fanshawe. We run through thousands and thousands of acres of herring that show themselves by flipping at the surface. No whales here. I find that within an hour of leaving the harbor, I'm starving, and that feeling continues throughout the summer. Must be the salt air. The boat leaks continuously, and we must pump it by hand. On one occasion, we awake in the morning and our boots are floating on the floor of the forecastle. We man the pumps, and within an hour, we're dry again. We pretty much settle into Port Houghton, focusing on Robert Island Creek, Negro Creek, Sanborn Canal, and the north arm of the Salt Chuck at the head of Port Houghton. None of these places are legal to fish. It takes a minimum of 2.5 hours to set the seine around a school of fish, purse up, and hand-pull the seine aboard. We are drenched with sweat, with our arms and backs burning at the completion of each set. One morning we leave Negro Creek, as there are too few fish here to deal with. We arrive at Robert Island Creek an hour before low tide. Audie Matteson is patiently waiting there for the dog salmon to back off the flats. Uncle Phil directs me to the skiff, and he screams, "Let her go!" And we proceed to encircle the 800 dog salmon that are still laying in shallow water. As I move around with the power skiff to complete the circle, the skiff runs aground. Not enough water. The Grey Ghost is attempting to reach me, and it runs aground also. We're now about 150 feet apart. Phil screams at me to jump overboard with tow line in hand and wade to the Grey Ghost so we can pull the ends together. I do as I'm instructed, wading now up to my waist. I've tied an extra line to the end of the seine. I make it to the Grey Ghost. We purse the ends together and proceed to haul the seine. In the meantime, I have to run back and forth in the water to scare the chum salmon from escaping until the ends are drawn together. When the entire fiasco is completed, we have 600 chums aboard. 200 obviously escaped because I was unable to scare them all back into the seine. The tide comes in. Both boats float. As Audie looks on in complete disgust, we move out of Robert Island Creek looking for a tender. It's just another day in the life of a creek robber. Our total catch in 1956 was 20,000 fish, or about 60,000 pounds. In 1957, our total catch was 18,000 fish, or about 54,000 pounds. And finally, in 1958, my last year on the Grey Ghost, we had a total catch of 16,000 fish, or about 48,000 pounds.